You're listening to Marketplace Weekend from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. We want to talk about immigration now, as waves of undocumented immigrants from Latin America have been crossing the border into the U.S. Earlier this month, more than 100 people were put on a bus from Texas to a federal border patrol center in Murrieta, California. It's a bedroom community about an hour from San Diego. Anti-illegal immigration protests broke out, and the buses were forced to turn back.
Take the $2.2 billion, put them on airplanes, and send them back down the door.
The past couple of weeks have not been anything like the Murrieta that I know. There has been a media frenzy here. It's been a little bit crazy.
That's Kim Davidson, the business development manager for Murrieta. We wanted to understand that pivotal moment when a city, hoping to lure new business, is thrust into the heated and emotional debate over immigration.
I think there was a couple of misperceptions that were played out in the media that helped to turn this into the frenzy that it ultimately turned into.
Boy, when you wake up and read a headline in the LA Times that says, "Protesters in Murrieta block detainees' buses, intense standoff," that's got to make you worry about growing businesses there.
Actually, it hasn't affected anything. I feel like the residents understand what went on and have not been paying too much attention to what's been going on in the media that claims otherwise. So as far as I'm concerned, the calls that I've been getting for permits that were already being pulled, for businesses that had already were already slated to come here. In fact, some of them were welcome phone calls within all of this, just asking me when they could come in and get their business license and giving me an update of when they were going to be open. And they really seem very unaffected by all of this altogether.
Nobody's saying, gosh, this is making me a little bit nervous. I know you've got Kaiser Permanente's in escrow, right? They're maybe going to put a lot of money into the city.
That's correct. And that is still moving forward as planned.
We sent a reporter down to Murrieta. I know she talked to some of the different people there, and she did talk to residents who were protesting the buses. So it sounds like tensions are running high there regardless.
There were some residents out at the protest site, but from what we have been able to gather, most of the protesters out at the site were not from Murrieta or this valley at all.
One of our reporters talked to the president of the Chamber of Commerce there, and he said, you know, there are some people who are concerned about what's going on. When you talk to people who own businesses and people who shop locally and drive their kids around, what's your message?
My message is that we did not intend for this to become a national platform for everyone to voice their opinion on immigration. We were only trying to ensure the safety of everyone, and that is what we will continue to do. For, I would say, the most part, in fact, I would say for the entirety of the people that I've talked to, we've also made ourselves very available to talk to everybody. I've been answering posts on Facebook, encouraging people to call us. We had one business owner that was posting some misinformation. I called him immediately.
What happened there?
He was just posting, he reposted some misinformation about that we tried to incite a protest regarding the immigration buses. And so I gave him a call and I just said, you know, do you understand the facts? I know what you saw in the media, but do you understand that we were just trying to protect the buses? We didn't turn them away. And so we had probably about a 30-minute chat on the phone. And by the time we went through everything, he agreed that it made more sense what I was talking about. He couldn't understand why he thought his city was reacting in this manner. And then once he found out that we were not, that it was a misperception being played out in the media, he apologized and immediately took down his post. I didn't ask him to take down his post. He offered to take down his post.
Murrieta has a tech incubator. You guys have some other things where you, for example, rely on federal funding to get some grant money to bolster those things. Do you worry at all about your relationship with the federal government in this big back and forth that's been going on?
Yeah, I suppose so. I mean, I worry about the perception that Murrieta is getting across the board and that it's not the reality. It's based on rumor. It's based on some bird's eye camera views from the media that the real story may or may not truly be getting out there. That plays along with it. Saddens me what the perception of Murrieta could be out either in the community, the nation, the world, and certainly at the federal level.
Kimberly Davidson, thank you so much.
Okay, thank you, Lizzie. I appreciate it.
That was Kim Davidson, business development manager and spokesperson for the city of Murrieta, California. She joined us from City Hall.